From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Federal prosecutors have charged a Massachusetts man with plotting to carry out terror attacks on shoppers in American malls and on U.S. troops in Iraq. U.S. Attorney Michael Lauck says 27-year-old Tariq Mahana of Sudbury wanted to train at terrorist camps and worked with two other men for 5 years on conspiring to kill, kidnap, or maim people, including politicians.
It is alleged that following the events of September 11, 2001, This group believed that carrying out attacks in areas like Pakistan was not feasible for them, as travel there had become more difficult. And it is alleged that Mahana was involved in discussions about exploring other options, such as shooting and killing one or two specific members of the executive branch of the United States government.
Officials say the plot was thwarted when the three men tried to get their hands on automatic weapons but could only buy handguns. After 3 days of intensive talks in Vienna, negotiators now have a draft document aimed at easing concerns over Iran's nuclear program. The countries involved, the U.S., France, Russia, and Iran, have until Friday to sign off on that proposal. From Vienna, NPR's Eric Westervelt has details.
International Atomic Energy Agency head Mohamed Elberde gave no details of the draft document that, if approved, diplomats confirm, would see the majority of Iran's stockpile of low-enriched uranium sent to Russia for processing and conversion into fuel for a reactor used for medical research and cancer care. Elberde said he hoped the draft agreement would be approved by all by Friday. He said it could open the way for normalization of relations between Iran and the international community.
Everybody is aware that that transaction using Iran low-enriched uranium to be manufactured into fuel is a very important confidence-building measure that can diffuse the crisis that has been going on for a number of years and open space for negotiation.
If the parties, Iran, Russia, the United States, sign off on the deal, it would then go before the Atomic Energy Agency's board for final approval. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Vienna.
The Prime Minister of Poland says his country stands ready to take part in reconfigured U.S. missile defense shields. Donald Tusk says Poland sees the Obama administration's new configuration for missile defense as very interesting and necessary. Vice President Joe Biden, who's meeting with Polish leaders in Warsaw, says no one should doubt America's commitment to the security of its allies.
An attack on one is an attack on all. And this strategic assurance is absolute.
The new system would place the Navy's anti-ballistic missiles in Poland to counteract Iran's anticipated weapons. Washington recently scrapped the Bush-era missile defense system. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the U.S. will never accept a nuclear-armed North Korea. Speaking to reporters in Seoul, Gates says the North poses threats even more lethal and destabilizing than before. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are up 35 to 10,077, the Nasdaq up 12 to 2176. This is NPR. On the fifth day of Pakistan's offensive against al-Qaeda and the Taliban near the Afghan border, soldiers say they destroyed a house belonging to the country's Taliban chief. Intelligence officers say Pakistani soldiers appear to be gaining ground. Meanwhile, intelligence officials say American missiles likely killed three alleged militants in a region next to South Waziristan, where the operation has been underway since Saturday. Australia's Prime Minister Kevin Rudd has warned Australians to brace for a long and challenging wildfire season. Kathy Harper has more from Darwin.
The Australian summer hasn't yet started, but wildfires have already broken out in the eastern states of New South Wales and Queensland. A huge blaze has been threatening the northeastern city of Rockhampton over recent days. The Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, has told Parliament that everyone needs to be properly prepared, especially during the most fire-prone months over Christmas and the New Year. Last February, 173 people died in wildfires that raged in the southeastern state of Victoria. It was the worst loss of life from fire in Australia's history. Since those unprecedented conditions, authorities have created a new warning category for the most severe wildfires. When a fire is classed as catastrophic, people will be urged to abandon their homes, which may be undefendable. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Harper in Darwin.
The government says jobless rates rose in 23 states and fell in 19 others last month. The highest unemployment rates were posted in Nevada, Rhode Island, and Florida. Michigan still has the highest unemployment at 15.3%, followed by Nevada at 13.3. Rhode Island, California, and South Carolina are all in the double digits. The overall jobless rate fell in the Midwest 0.2% in September. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.